Brian from Huntsville. I am brokenhearted, he said. A president that swore to defend our Constitution against enemies both foreign and domestic to award George Soros the Presidential Medal of Freedom. He is a spat upon many good men and women who have received that award. I completely agree. So last week I did my monologue. Was it Friday? What day was that? Friday?
It was Friday, yeah.
I did a monologue Friday. If you haven't heard the news, I did a monologue Friday and then I wrote an op-ed over the weekend that got bigger. And then I decided to go ahead and do an entire podcast on it. And that comes out Wednesday. On this very topic. So, Brian, thank you for cueing me. If you have not heard this maddening news, let me lay it out for you. The top two awards that can be presented to a civilian in the United States are the Presidential Citizenship Medal and the Presidential Medal of Freedom. The Citizenship Medal is number two. The Presidential Medal of Freedom is the top honor that can be awarded to a civilian. They both require a presidential decree. They both should have a very limited review because you don't want to cheapen the medal, right? You don't want to say, everybody gets a participation trophy, because that's where we are. Trump gave out 24 in 4 years. Biden gave out 29 in one day. In my op-ed, I said he just basically had everybody belly up to the buffet, an all-you-can-eat buffet of medals. It was gross. So last Thursday, I think it was? Yeah, Thursday.
That he awarded which one?
The Medal of Citizenship.
He did one on Thursday, but the Hillary and Soros one was Saturday morning.
Saturday, I know, yeah. So I was about to say, on Thursday, without much fanfare, all of a sudden, poof, wait a minute, there's a ceremony at the White House? What's going on? 19 citizenship medals, which included one to Liz Cheney. Oh, for the love. Just when you think the ignominy, the ignobility, the actual just incompetence could not go any further, you suddenly have on Saturday morning a very quiet press release goes out. On Saturday. Look, if you want to bury the lead, you drop the press release on a Friday afternoon and you go to the House. To drop it on a Saturday morning is like saying, shh, don't tell anybody. But we have to have at least a written record. And so they dropped a press release on Saturday morning about a Saturday event in which the president was going to give out 19 medals of freedom. 19. And I ask you, should the biggest awards available be given out in batches? It's like he's giving them out in wholesale bulk right now. Like you went to Costco or Sam's and bought the big bag. And guess who got them on Saturday? The Presidential Medal of Freedom, among other people, George Soros and Hillary Clinton. If that does not boggle your mind or make you want to throw something, or throw up for that matter, I don't know what does. The very idea that a medal designed for the honoring of those who have done the most to benefit society, to advance democracy, to increase the economy, to serve their fellow man. The very idea that he would pick Hillary Clinton, the actual abdication of authority during Benghazi, and the one who pushed the reset button with Russia that went nowhere, the one who has so many smears next to her name and called everybody who didn't like her a basket of deplorables, the one who, when she lost her election to Donald Trump, she couldn't even come out of the back room to address the people who were crying and supporting her. That person got a medal. And then George Soros, the guy who has literally put billions of dollars into trying to undermine Western society, who has funded all of the DAs who are going into the lawfare business, people like Alvin Bragg and George Gascon, and Larry Krasner and Jose Garza in Texas, who prosecute innocent people and ignore crime. You're talking about George Soros gets a Medal of Freedom? George Soros, in Elon Musk's word, George Soros hates common man and is doing everything he can to destroy Western civilization. And George Soros has got a medal from Joe Biden. Whew. Okay. Listen, now you can understand why you can see, you hear the passion? You hear it? There it is. that's why I had to wind up doing a whole podcast on this. It comes out Wednesday, but my op-ed came out today in 1819 News, and it'll be in a bunch of other news outlets over the next few days. Trustful Tribune, probably tomorrow.
By the way, also it's up on our Right Side Media page on Twitter. If you want to check it out there too.
Oh,
so.
Outstanding. Thank you very much. Yeah, it's, oh my gosh, it's just, it's unbelievable. But the truth is that's what we should expect, really, from a Biden administration. They don't have a clue what it means to lead or to inspire. My whole monologue this morning or this afternoon on the idea that as goes the king, so goes the country. What we just saw with the giving out of batches and batches of medals, of like, you know, the all-you-can-eat buffet of medals, is a classic of as goes the king, so goes the country. We need to get back to real rewards. In fact, I called those participation trophies for the Biden world. It's just unbelievable. Whew, that was like a mini dipper, man.
It was. Yeah, I think that was the establishment rewarding itself, is what I saw it as.
Yeah, that was a self-licking ice cream cone. Yeah. That was.
Like telling Joe Biden to reward, you know, the people who tell Joe Biden what to do, okay, now give me a medal, pretty much.
That's exactly what it is. That's exactly what it is. A self-licking ice cream cone. All right, take me to a break, brother. We'll take a break right now. We'll come back, get a few more texts, and jump on in. Dipper number one, reconciliation. What's going to happen in D.C.? We'll tell you. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.